The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. First up, Good Housekeeping brings us Read, Listen, Learn. Round out your fall entertainment calendar with these enlightening options from a few of our favorite Black creators. Whether you like to immerse yourself in a good book, need a new option for family movie night, or prefer to plug into a podcast, add these standouts to your repertoire. First, a fiction book, Transcendent Kingdom, by Yaa Gyasi, G-Y-A-S-I. Neuroscience PhD student Gifty studies the brain chemistry behind depression and addiction. Looking for a scientific basis for her family's suffering after losing her brother to an overdose and struggling to care for her deeply depressed mother. Through her search for meaning, she also grapples with the Christianity of her childhood. This is available for $28 at bookstores. Next, a podcast called Code Switch, hosted by Shireen Marisol Meraji and Jean Demby. Launched in 2016, this weekly show from NPR covers the ways in which race affects every area of life in our country. Through episodes that dive into pop culture, history, and politics, the hosts tackle tough subjects head-on in frank, honest conversations that are accessible to everyone regardless of background. Subscribe for free via podcast apps or at npr.org, and it's called Code Switch. A picture book, Bedtime Bonnet by Nancy Redd, R-E-D-D. The first illustrated children's book to highlight Black nighttime hair care. This sweet story will resonate with any child who has ever lost their bonnet right before bedtime, or whose hair needs a special kind of TLC. It can help teach kids about Black beauty traditions and celebrates the love among the members of a close-knit, multi-generational family. $18 at booksellers. And a movie called Just Mercy, based on the book by Brian Stevenson, Stevenson. This gritty drama tells the true story of Brian Stevenson, Michael B. Jordan, a Harvard-educated lawyer who moves to Alabama to defend people who otherwise might slip through the cracks of the justice system. The film reveals the complex, racially charged workings of the courts. You can rent it for $4 or buy it for $9 at Amazon.com. Next up from Woman's Day, Live Longer and Stronger. This year, we're inviting all of you to become part of a health-boosting celebration that until now has been available to just a select few, the Woman's Day Live Longer and Stronger Challenge. Over the past 7 years, the women who've participated in this exclusive lifestyle overhaul have lost a collective 1,000 pounds. Strengthened their hearts, improved their blood pressure, and leveled out their blood sugar. Now it's your turn to get in on the action. Each month we'll bring you expert nutrition guidance, fitness advice, healthy lifestyle tips, and little challenges to keep you on your toes and help you crush your health and weight loss goals. Plus, get words of motivation from some of the women who've done it before and learn their keys to success. Ready to change your life? Keep reading for everything you need to get started, and a taste of what we'll bring you each month. First, get a health check. To boost your overall health, it's important you know where you stand now. Make an appointment with or call your doctor for your latest health stats, weight, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, hemoglobin, A1C, your average blood sugar over the past 3 months, etc. This will help you track your progress beyond the scale so you can see yourself getting healthier inside and out. If you have any underlying health issues, be sure to follow your doctor's eating and exercise advice and check with them before starting our program. 2, break a sweat. This is key when it comes to losing inches, building muscle, and strengthening your heart, lungs, bones, and more. Aim to get in at least 10,000 steps a day and 150 minutes of physical activity a week. That's what the government recommends. Keep things interesting by trying different types of exercise beyond walking and running. Consider biking, swimming, jumping rope, lifting weights, dance workouts, and yoga. 3, drink up. There are great reasons to stay hydrated, including that it'll help keep your digestive system humming and curb cravings. To calculate how much to guzzle daily, divide your weight in half. That's the number of ounces to shoot for. Avoid sugary beverages and instead choose plain water. Jazz it up with fresh fruit or some fresh berries. Fresh herbs. Sparkling water or unsweetened hot or iced tea. Love coffee? Drink it black or with low-fat milk or unsweetened nut milk and the sweeteners listed on the next page. Eat your way healthy. I guess I do this part first. Yeah. Knowing how to create a nutritionally balanced meal is key to adopting good-for-you eating habits that will last. To get you started, here's advice. First, build a better plate by filling it half with vegetables, one quarter with whole grains or fruit, and one quarter with lean protein for most meals. Need inspiration? Tape our Live Longer and Stronger shopping list. Oh, that's what I just skipped. Okay, I'm going to read that to you. Tape that to your fridge for menu help. It says, Your Heart Healthy Shopping List. Top picks from Stephanie Sasso's The Good Housekeeping Institute's Registered Dietitian Nutritionist. Fruits and veggies, they're all excellent choices for your health. Looking for new ones to try? Check these out. Artichokes, beets, cabbage, jicama, radishes, sugar snap peas, figs, kiwi, papaya, plums, fresh or dried, aka prunes. How about dairy and non-dairy alternatives? Unsweetened nut milk, skim milk, low-fat kefir, fat-free cottage cheese, cream cheese, yogurt or skyr, and low-fat cheeses. Lean proteins such as fish, eggs and egg whites, edamame. Lean cuts of beef such as tenderloin, round steak and sirloin steak, shrimp and shellfish, skinless chicken breast, tofu, turkey breast or lean ground turkey, veggie burgers, ideally bean or legume-based, and legumes like chickpeas, lentils, and beans. Nuts. Natural nut butters made from just nuts and salt, and unsalted nuts. And in the whole grains category, brown rice, wild rice, black rice, quinoa, oats. Whole wheat bread or sprouted grain bread products. 100-calorie sandwich thins. Low-sugar whole grain cereals. Less than 6 grams added sugar per serving. Look for varieties with the most fiber. Whole grain or seed crackers and whole wheat or legume-based pastas. Next, cook with olive oil or avocado oil instead of butter and flavor your food without salt by experimenting with things like lemon or lime juice, vinegar, spices and herbs, low-sodium tomato sauce, and lots of aromatics such as garlic, ginger, onions and shallots. When baking or in your coffee, use just a little of natural sweetener such as coconut, sugar, honey, maple syrup, or dates. If you choose to use an artificial sweetener, stick to stevia or monk fruit and limit your consumption to no more than 2 packets a day. Number 5, snooze and chill. The right amount of Z's supports a strong heart and helps you get slim or stay that way. Aim for 7 to 8 hours a night and try to wake up and hit the sheets at the same time every day, even on weekends, to keep your body's internal clock happy. It's also important to manage stress. Over time, it can mess with your hormones and sabotage your weight goals. Find a chill routine, meditation, a hot soak, or a good read. And last, join our Facebook group. Need a little support? Join our private Facebook group. Search for Woman's Day Live Longer and Stronger Challenge and connect with other women just like you, who have accepted our Get Healthy Challenge. Take this journey together as you share your experiences, work through your struggles, and celebrate your accomplishments both on and off the scale. Plus, there's a chance we'll feature you in Woman's Day. From Good Housekeeping, exercise for happy joints. Is your knee telling you a thunderstorm is brewing? Perhaps. Your joints have a lot of receptors in them. They may be sensitive to changes in barometric pressure, especially if they're already irritable, says Dr. Pierce Talsma. It's said when it comes to joints, motion is lotion. So what exercise is best? Walking is always great, but anything you enjoy enough to stick with will do the trick, says Karen Litzy, owner of Karen Litzy Physical Therapy in New York City. Even running, once thought to be a fast path to developing arthritis, has been redeemed. In fact, a recent study found that serious runners were at no greater risk for knee arthritis. But keep these tips in mind. First, start smart. Warming up for a few minutes readies the joint and the muscles around it to reduce the chance of injury, says Dr. Weber. Don't just stretch in place. Warm up dynamically, she says. Walk for a few minutes before you pick it up to a jog. If you're just starting an exercise routine, build up slowly in intensity and duration. I'm seeing a lot of injuries in people who didn't work out during quarantine or changed their exercise while working from home and suddenly started pounding the pavement. Then mix it up. A blend of activities is best. Variety strengthens different muscle sets and reduces your chances of an overuse injury. An ideal joint-boosting routine combines 150 minutes a week of moderate aerobic exercise, such as fast walking or biking, with a couple sessions of strength training, such as with free weights or resistance bands. Yoga is fantastic because it increases your flexibility and can provide a mood boost, says Stacy Pierce-Talsma, an associate dean of the University of New England College of Osteopathic Medicine. Improve your balance. Proprioception is awareness of where your body is in space, which can help you prevent joint injuries. It's that wobble you feel in your ankle as you stand on one leg. Proprioception is information going from your joints to your brain and then to your muscles so they contract and you don't fall over. To better your proprioception, try standing on one leg, then the other, for a minute each while you brush your teeth every day. Don't just sit there. Long sessions hunched in front of a computer are a recipe for stiffness. Take regular breaks to keep joints lubricated. Set a timer on your phone as a reminder. Every 30 minutes, walk around or march in place for a few minutes and adjust as necessary. If you do develop a joint condition, there's no reason to become a couch potato. Your doctor or physical therapist can suggest gentle exercises, such as using an elliptical trainer, biking, Tai Chi, or water aerobics. Next, from Real Simple, home cures that fix stink. Achieve a better smelling house with these editor and expert approved hacks, and there are four of them. First, vinegar deep cleans dishwashers. Deal with a sour dishwasher by filling a mug or bowl with 2 cups of white vinegar and placing it on the top rack. Run a hot water cycle without detergent, and come back to a sparkling appliance that smells practically like new. Next, newspaper absorbs icky trash juice. After you take out the trash, nestle a few pieces of crumpled newspaper in the bottom of the new garbage bag. The paper will help absorb liquid and neutralize the smell of food waste from dinners past. If the bin has reached unbearable levels of stink, wash it with soapy water, rinse and dry. Then place a scented dryer sheet on the bottom. Next, steam restores soft surfaces. To tackle musty fabrics like throw pillows and upholstered furniture, first vacuum them and then lightly run a clothes steamer over the entire surface. The hot, fine mist helps gently lift away unpleasant aromas. And last, vanilla freshens the fridge. Soak a cotton ball in vanilla extract and leave it uncovered in a small dish near the back of your refrigerator's top shelf. The warm vanilla scent will permeate the fridge, resulting in a sweeter-smelling interior. Next, from Martha Stewart Living, Ask Martha column. We have a couple of questions and answers. First, what's the best way to clean hard water marks off my glass shower doors? Showers can be a cleaner's arch nemesis, thanks to the triple threat of moisture, high heat, and residue from soaps and shampoos, says Saadia Davis, CEO of Greenhouse Eco Cleaning in Brooklyn. First, perhaps worst of all, minerals in water can deposit cloudy buildup on glass surfaces, even in well-ventilated bathrooms where squeegeeing is second nature. To remove the film, Davis suggests the powerful 1-2 punch. Put baking soda or Bon Ami powder cleanser on a microfiber cloth. Moisten with an equal mixture of water and distilled white vinegar, and smear it all over the doors. Spray with more of the vinegar solution until lightly saturated. Let stand for 5 minutes, then wipe away with the soft scrubber. Avoid steel wool, which can scratch the glass. To restore shine, spritz with rubbing alcohol and polish with a clean cloth. Next, when is balance transfer a good idea? This strategic way to manage debt entails moving a credit card balance to another card, ideally one with a lengthy 0% intro APR period, like the U.S. Bank Visa Platinum, which has 20 months, or the Citi Diamond Preferred at 18 months. Then you can work toward paying it off without the total compounding in the meantime, says Stephen Dashiell, credit cards expert at Finder.com. Switchovers usually involve a fee, though, of 3 to 5% of the balance, so make sure you have enough debt that the amount you'll save in interest exceeds the fee, but not so much that you can't pay it off within the interest-free window. To see if the move makes sense for you, enter your numbers into the balance transfer calculator at Finder.com, F-I-N-D-E-R.com. And last, I think my dog has separation anxiety. How can I help her? The telltale signs, the spirals into barking frenzy immediately upon your departure, or perhaps you return to find she's clawed through the carpet. Because such canines experience large emotional swings, try to avoid anything that encourages them, says Roland Tripp, DVM, founder of the Animal Behavior Network. When you get home, stay calm rather than matching Willow's ecstatic greeting, and don't engage with her until she settles down. And when you leave, make your exit nonchalant, rather than involving a lot of emotional juice right before shutting the door. Each morning, take your pup on a walk that help expend some energy, and leave her breakfast in a food puzzle, like the Wobbler, $15 at Petco.com. She'll have to move it around to get the kibble out, which will provide a key mental distraction in those critical few minutes after you've slipped out. From Good Housekeeping's Nutrition Lab, some questions and answers. First, my friend wants to try the 5-2 diet. Is that a good idea? Answer, I'm not a fan of this trend, a form of intermittent fasting in which you eat 500 to 600 calories a day, 2 days a week, then eat as usual the other 5 days. Weight loss is a calories in, calories out equation, and yes, this is one way to create a deficit. If you don't go overboard on your normal days, you'll likely lose weight on the 5-2 diet. But eating very little, as you do on fasting days, could slow down your metabolic rate and make it difficult to avoid the dangerous binge-restrict cycle. Also, 500 calories are not enough to sustain your basic resting bodily functions, and you won't get adequate essential vitamins and minerals. Eventually, your body will demand more. Plus, it's a little sad. Life is too short to have days when you're not really allowed to eat. And 2, is natural caffeine better for you than the synthetic kind? Answer, some companies add naturally occurring caffeine sourced from coffee, tea, and cocoa plants, as well as yerba mate leaves and certain berries to their product. Others boost the stimulant properties in foods and drinks with caffeine made in a lab. That natural synthetic version of caffeine are almost identical in their chemical makeup, and neither should be dangerous in moderate amounts. I recommend a max of 400 milligrams a day for healthy adults. The difference is in what else the products contain. Energy drinks and soda made with synthetic caffeine often have a lot of other additives and sugar that may not be the healthiest. Whenever you can, choose foods in its whole form, as nature intended it to be, and check the label to confirm any packaged food is low in sugar and doesn't have ingredients you can't pronounce. From Woman's Day, Sheet pan chickpea chicken. Active time only 5 minutes, total time 25, and it serves 4. We need 1 15.5-ounce can of chickpeas rinsed, a 16-ounce bag of mini sweet peppers, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons harissa sauce, 4 small skin-on chicken legs, or about 2.5 pounds, and chopped cilantro for serving. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss chickpeas and peppers with 1 tablespoon oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. In a small bowl, whisk together harissa and 1 tablespoon oil. Rub chicken with harissa mixture. Nestle among the chickpeas and peppers, and roast until chicken is golden brown and cooked through 20 to 25 minutes. Toss with cilantro before serving. Next up, what's for dinner? Let's see, corn and potato chowder. It is getting cooler out, isn't it? Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 4 hours, 50 minutes, or 6 hours, 20 minutes, depending on your slow cooker. And it serves 4. We need 12 ounces red potatoes cut into 3/4 inch pieces, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 bulb of fennel cut into 1/4 inch pieces plus fronds for serving, 1.5 cups frozen corn, 2 cloves garlic finely chopped, 3 ounces Spanish or cured chorizo cut into 1/4 inch pieces, 2 tablespoons all-purpose flour, kosher salt and pepper, 4 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 6 sprigs fresh thyme, and 1/3 of a cup half and half. In a 5-quart slow cooker, toss potatoes, onion, fennel, corn, garlic, and half of chorizo with flour and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in chicken broth and thyme and cook covered until potatoes are tender, 3.5 to 4.5 hours on high or 5 to 6 hours on low. 10 minutes before serving, cook the remaining chorizo in the skillet on medium high, tossing occasionally until crisp, 3 minutes. Discard thyme sprigs from the chowder, then stir in half and half. Sprinkle with chorizo and fennel fronds. And to make it vegetarian, omit the chorizo and substitute vegetable broth or 4 teaspoons vegetable bouillon base and 4 cups water for the chicken broth. From Good Housekeeping, November's crop, kabocha squash, or kabocha squash. This earthy beta-carotene-packed fruit tastes like a cross between sweet potato and pumpkin. Here are our test kitchen's favorite ways to prepare it. There are 3 here. First, maple thyme roast. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss 2 pounds squash, peeled and cut into 1-inch thick wedges, with 2 tablespoons each olive oil and maple syrup, 8 sprigs of fresh thyme, a pinch of cayenne pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast at 425, turning once until golden brown and tender, 25 to 30 minutes. Next, a slow cooker curry. In a slow cooker, whisk 4 cups water, 1 15-ounce can of coconut milk, 1 tablespoon each grated fresh ginger, curry powder, and turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon cardamom, and 1 teaspoon salt. Add 1.5 cups split peas, 1 15-ounce can diced tomatoes, and 2 pounds kabocha squash, peeled and cut into 1/2-inch pieces. Cook on low, 6 hours. And squash toasts. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in large non-stick skillet on medium. Cook 1 pound kabocha squash, peeled and cut into 1/4-inch pieces, covered, tossing occasionally, 8 minutes. Uncover, then add 2 cloves garlic, sliced, 1 teaspoon rosemary, chopped, and salt and pepper. Sauté until squash begins to brown, 3 minutes. Spoon over toasted baguette, spread with ricotta. And from Real Simple, braised fish with spicy tomato sauce. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 25, and it serves 4. Here's what we need: a tablespoon of paprika, 2 teaspoons ground coriander, 1.5 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 4 cloves of garlic grated or finely chopped, 1/4 cup tomato paste, 5 ounces frozen spinach out of a 10-ounce package, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper, 4 frozen skinless cod fillets or other white fish such as sole, flounder, snapper, or wild Alaska pollock, about 1.5 pounds total, 1 teaspoon lemon zest from 1 lemon, fresh cilantro leaves for serving, and cooked couscous for serving. Mix paprika, coriander, cumin, cinnamon, and cayenne in a small bowl. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium, add paprika mixture and garlic, and cook, stirring constantly until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Add tomato paste and cook, stirring constantly until darkened, about a minute. Stir in spinach, 1.5 cups water, sugar, salt, and several grinds of pepper. Cover and bring to a simmer over medium-high. Cook, stirring occasionally and breaking up spinach with a spoon until the spinach is dispersed, 3 to 4 minutes. Nestle fish in sauce and return to a simmer. Reduce heat to medium and cook covered until fish is cooked through and flakes easily with a fork, 5 to 10 minutes, depending on thickness. Top with lemon zest and cilantro and serve with couscous. A couple small ones here. First, Italian dressing. Active and total time, 5 minutes, and it makes a half cup. In an 8-ounce jar with a lid, shake 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, 2 tablespoons champagne or white vinegar, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 1 small clove of garlic pressed, 1 tablespoon chopped parsley, 1/2 tablespoon chopped basil, 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Refrigerate it for up to 2 days. Shake vigorously before tossing with your favorite green salad. And lemon lime iced tea. Active time is 10 minutes, total time 15, and it serves 4. In a small saucepan, bring 2 cups water to a boil. Remove from heat and add 4 herbal tea bags. Let steep 3 minutes. Discard tea bags and stir in 1/4 cup honey to dissolve. Transfer to a pitcher and stir in 2 cups ice cubes. Then 1/3 cup fresh lemon juice and 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice. Serve over ice with fresh mint if desired. And from Woman's Day, Haute Dogs make dressed-up Franks in regionally inspired ways. There's 3 options. New York City, add boiled or grilled beef dog, plus mustard, sauerkraut, and sweet red onions. How about Tucson style? Grilled beef Frank wrapped in bacon, then pinto beans, grilled onions, chopped tomatoes, mayonnaise or sour cream, mustard, and salsa verde, which is tomatillo salsa. And Texas style, a grilled or griddled dog, plus chunky salsa, plus Monterey Jack cheese, plus sliced jalapenos. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Have a great day.